You're listening to You've Got This, episode 121. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about making space for 2019. Now that we are officially in December, it's kind of time to start thinking about the new year. And as I've mentioned, maybe in different episodes, we're going to be doing lots of reflection and thinking about this in December on the podcast, because I am definitely in this space right now. December is one of my favorite times of the year because we get into goal setting mode, which I absolutely love. But I also think we have to start kind of making space for what this looks like, and even space and time for reflection. So I want to give you some ideas about how to potentially start making space as you shift into thinking about 2019. So the first thing I want to address is the time that you need to just reflect on how things went this year. You might want to think about, for example, what went well this year. Are there things that didn't go so well that you want to make pretty clear changes with in the coming year? And what are some things that you're kind of just starting to think about in terms of your goals for the next year? And this is really kind of a brainstorming space and a very reflective space. And I'm going to link to a template that Chris Guillebeau provides for this process. He does an annual reflection, and you can look and see what his looks like. But he gives kind of a template and a walkthrough of how to do this goal setting and how to think about what went well, what didn't go well. And he has a ton of examples from previous years on his blog. So I will go ahead and link to all of that if you want to use his process. But at the very least, it's time set aside to kind of be reflecting on the previous year and how it went, and what are you kind of thinking about for the future. Now, Chris talks about in a recent blog post how he sets aside a few hours a few times a week to kind of think about this and journal about it. I don't think you necessarily need that amount of time, but if you can carve out some quiet space, and one of my favorite places to do this is in my commute on the way to work. I just turn off the music, or maybe I turn on some like instrumental music and just kind of think about things and process and synthesize some information about how things went and what I want to do in the coming year. So find a quiet space with some time to reflect. The second thing in terms of making space for 2019 is to start clearing some room on your plate by taking older projects and completing them so that you can make way for new projects and potential collaborations that might happen in 2019. And I really love how the calendar year happens, like the end of the calendar year happens in the middle of the academic year, because I think it's a nice time for us to kind of look at what's on our plates and say, what do I just want to wrap up and be done with so that when the new calendar year starts, I can start again. And also, I think the academic year works really well because we're typically wrapping up a term at the same time. So we can kind of close out some of the classes that we've been teaching or other kind of committee obligations or things like that, maybe kind of wrapping up at this point of the year, and then we can start fresh in the new calendar year. But I definitely think that it's a good time, especially since many of us have a little bit of a break period, that we can clear some things off our plate before the new calendar year, to think about, you know, what do you want to wrap up and kind of move on from? And so that allows you to kind of have a little bit more brain space, a little bit more actual time in your calendar that you can devote to new things that might be coming along in 2019. Another way to think about this as well in terms of clearing your plate is, do you have certain things or obligations that are just not really serving you anymore? And maybe you're not serving them. Maybe this is not something that you need to continue with. And it may not be that you can stop doing it exactly at the beginning of 2019, but maybe you can start to plant the seeds of you're going to be kind of extricating yourself from that particular obligation. And then at the end of the academic year in 2019, you would be done before the summer hits. So it now is a good time also to be kind of thinking about the medium term of when you want to be kind of shifting your obligations and responsibilities in terms of other things in your professional life that would help you clear your plate for things like the summer. A third way, I think, of making space for 2019 is to start to think a little bit about a mindset of abundance, of what you're trying to bring into your life in 2019. And this could be financial. This could be about relationships. This could be about creativity. But what are you trying to draw into your life more? And some people talk about this in kind of a woo-woo way of like manifesting. How do you manifest this and kind of think about what you want and draw it to you? And one strategy that I've heard about this that I actually think is, it's a little bit manifesting, but for me, it's also really practical. And so I really like it, is something called the chalkboard method. And this is something that I learned about on another podcast called Being Boss with Emily Thompson and Kathleen Shannon. And I will link to a post they have and a downloadable worksheet they have for the chalkboard method. But the general idea of this is that you create space on like a whiteboard or a chalkboard where you have certain things that you're going to kind of fill in as the year goes on or as the quarter goes on. So for example, you might say in 2019, I want to make space for three really exciting collaboration opportunities. I don't know what they're going to be yet, but I'm going to write three blank spaces on my whiteboard and I'm going to fill them in as these certain things come, you know, into my life in 2019. Or you might say, I'm going to make space for four writing projects over the coming year. I'm not sure what all of them are going to be yet. Maybe you know what a couple of them are. So you're going to fill in two slots and then you're going to leave two empty slots for the rest of the year. And some people kind of take the more woo-woo perspective, which is, you know, when you put these things out there, the universe gives you, you know, what you're asking for. I tend to take a more practical perspective of when I do this, I typically do this for my business. And so I'll say, you know, in this quarter, I want a certain number of clients for coaching. And this is kind of the space that I'm holding for a certain number of clients. I found that one, it helps me to not get overloaded with too many things because I'm only holding space for a certain number. And two, if I feel like those slots are not getting filled, then it kind of reminds me like, oh, you should put out an email to market this or, you know, like, why is this slowing down at this time of the year? Like it makes me more reflective about the why of how certain projects are or are not coming into my kind of orbit in terms of things that I want to bring into my life. So I think that that kind of making physical space for a project is really important or for a set of projects. And this is definitely something I've talked about previously on the podcast in the very beginning. I talked about kind of making space for these projects. So using something like the chalkboard method can help you to get really kind of practical and a little bit granular about kind of numbers and quantity of what it is you want to bring into your life in 2019. Okay, so the fourth making space option, I think, is starting to create more physical space by cleaning and decluttering things. And this is also one of my favorite things to do this time of year, filing old paperwork, starting to donate items that are not useful to you. You can do this in your work office. You can do this in your home. And I think it's kind of another form of spring cleaning where you can do this time of the year. Now, this is particularly on my mind because at work, I'm going to have to relocate to a new temporary office during a construction period in my building. And so I'm in the mode right now of a kind of cleaning out files and recycling things and, you know, passing on things to other people that I think will be helpful to them because they're no longer helpful to me. And it's really been helpful to kind of clear some space and in my brain and in my physical space about things that I'm just letting go. And that, you know, if I haven't touched it in a few years, I probably don't need it anymore. So I can go ahead and let those things go. This is also something I think you can absolutely do digitally as well. You can start to curate your social media. You can clean out your digital files. Now is a really good time of the year to kind of get things organized before you shift into a new calendar year. So all of these ways for making space in 2019, I think, are good preparation for thinking about how you want to kind of create some alignment in 2019 with your values and your intentions and what you're hoping to bring into your life, what you're hoping to remove from your life if there are things you're looking to take away. And we're going to tackle some of these things in an upcoming LifeWork Q&A episode where I'm going to lead you through some reflective questions about what you are looking to change when you are starting to think about 2019. So look forward to that. I'll also be back tomorrow with a new Think Right Revise episode on how I'm working with some collaborators on revision for a big book project, and it's been going really well. So I want to share some about that as well. So thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of YGT. I would love to hear if there are other ways that you're making space for 2019. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder, or you can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Would love to hear from you there as well. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.